Hello family, hello friends. This is Helena Kintz. You're listening to Chasing the Truth and Uniqueness podcast, a podcast that is set to share love, knowledge, and teach us how to love our uniqueness by living a truthful life, helping you to discover your strength by accepting your weaknesses. An exceptional day. Unexpected moment, but true. I receive for you, my family, my friends. Here is Christina Paris, originally from Haiti, arrived in the United States. She is a friend. Let me welcome Christina right now. Hi, Christina. Welcome to Chasing the Truth and Uniqueness podcast.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Great.
Christina was my best friend in Pickering Middle School Junior in Boston. My first true friend that was always there. We were always together. And here we are about to talk business, life experience in USA, single mom life, and much more about her business in the beauty industry, the Christina experience. Let's start about introducing yourself first. How are you doing? How have you been? Tell us a little bit about you, if you can introduce a little bit yourself.
Yes. So, as you just stated, my name is Christina Paris. I was born and raised in France, but my family comes from Haiti. And I came here when I was, I was 12 or 13. It's been a while. I came here when I was 13 in the U.S. And this is definitely where we met at Pickering, like at middle school in the ESL program. ESL program. And it was a great experience. I think I didn't understand how that ESL program was such a great experience till I was not in it. I realized like, oh my God, like it was just like you met great people. You felt supported by people that was just like you. We were all learning the language. We were all immigrants.
Yeah.
So, you know, I didn't appreciate that till I was not in the program anymore.
Oh, but I remember that you were not in the program. You were like more advanced in the language than I was.
Yes, I was more advanced, but I was still, you know, I was still like in the ESL classes.
Yes, that's true. Sometimes we were sharing classes, right?
Yes. But, you know, once you go out there, I think that's when I didn't even know I had an accent until I left this program. I didn't even know that. But that's how, like, you know, that's how kind of we were in our own little cocoon in this program, because it just felt like, you know, I'm just hanging around people that are just like me. And we all spoke with accents and stuff like that. Or, you know, we were all like similar. But when I left and it was like, oh, where are you from? Now I had to go to classes with people that were not all like me, that were not like all immigrants and that were born here. And then now it's like, oh, you have an accent. Like, where are you from? And I was always getting those questions and things like that. And it made me feel like, oh, I guess I am kind of different compared to the other people, right? Because I'm always getting like, oh, what are you saying? Like, you're speaking too fast. Like, it's always been that, like, oh, you know.
But what you're saying, it's really interesting. Most of the people that really mention this, you know, this particular thing about, you know, accent, and actually, if, you know, they kind of like appointing you, you know, that you now you may not, they try to define you behind the accent, that you're not from there.
Yes, exactly.
But actually, I think even born, or I don't know, originally Americans, I think they still do have accents between them too.
Yes, it's true. Because sometimes you can tell, oh, you're from Boston, the way you say Boston, you know, or you say park. And then compared to people maybe that are from the South, and, you know, they have different accents. So, they have accents within their own states. But then as well, you know, I think also for me, because I'm So I was born and raised in France, but when people see me, they don't see a French person.
No, I remember. And then I remember that. I remember that your French was good. Sometimes they were asking you for translation at school.
Yes.
And yes, for the newcomers. And I think you were 12 because I was 11. You were 12.
Yes.
And I remember, yes, you were born in France and raised there. So I want to ask you one question about, I shared one of my testimony here in the podcast about how I was made to leave the United States. So I wanted to ask, what was your reaction when you find out?
I was so shocked, honestly, because I remember, I believe that's your cousin, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I asked her, I said, where is she? Because you were gone and I don't think you mentioned anything.
No. Because I didn't know that I was leaving.
Yeah, I was so shocked. Honestly, because we were very close. So we were very close. And and I was just like, what happened to her? You were just gone. And then, you know, your cousin told me, she's just like, yeah, she's not here anymore. And that was pretty much it. So it was very shocking. And it was very shocking because I was just like, oh, that was like actually like my best friend. And then now she's just
Exactly. I remember. And you were one of the smartest. I remember that teachers really appreciated you so much. You were the kind of quiet woman, quiet girl. I mean, you were a quiet girl. You were very smart, brilliant, and you were focused. And I was the kind of like, you know, I was like chatting, you know, during classes. Yes. And of course, I remembered, and you know, we were a teenager. And how will I be able like to inform or to call and to say, okay, I'm leaving, because it was even an unexpected moment. So it happens like this. I didn't know myself that I was about to quit. So if you can tell me honestly, it's my last question about us. What kind of friend or person was I in that age? I mentioned we were around 11 and 12. Can you remember?
No. I don't want to sound old and say no. No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
But I think you were very much like, I would say definitely a loyal friend.
Yeah.
We were always together. I didn't feel like our friendship was, you know, I didn't have to like second guess our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I just felt like we were very close. Like, you were very supportive. I think our friendship was just, like, fun. You were very funny. Like, very funny. So I remember that, like, you were just very funny. And you were definitely outspoken.
Very funny. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And you were outspoken as well. So you definitely, like, you know, you didn't hold back. I remember that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think it was definitely, you know, a great friendship. I think for that age, it was...
Yeah,
and it was like, you know, we were cool. We had fun together, and then we spoke French, so that was like pretty nice to have somebody like, you know, that you can kind of just relate and just speak. Like I find comfort in speaking French, like, you and know, you just have, like, because it brings you close.
You were helping me so much, because when I write, my English was really so low. So you were the one helping me translate.
Yeah, I remember they were like, stop speaking French to her. Stop speaking French to her.
Doing that. Oh my God, you were the one very supportive to me. You helped me so much. You had my back. You were there. You were like, you know, my big sister, kind of like. So you were really great. So
thank you.
Yeah. So let's talk about the Christina experience. Can you tell us the story behind the Christina experience?
Yeah, so the Christina experience is, it represents a lot about me. And that's why I called it, like, even it has Christina in it, because it came from, I love hosting people. Like, I'm big on planning things. I'm very organized. So I'm also the person where I always had, like, I'll plan this event. I'll do this. I'll do that. And when I plan something, I do like to go extra about it. I have to make sure from A to B to C, everything's covered. You know, we have this, we have that. And a lot of my friends would say, oh my God, everything feels like this big experience. Like, you always, like, make it so crazy, like, so fun. It's like, you know, like, I go all out. And like, it's funny. So when I started, like, doing makeup and things like that, and at first it was just for me. I was doing makeup and I would post it on Instagram and things like that because I love makeup. I love makeup. I love fashion. I'm that extra friend. Like, if I go out with you, like, people always say, oh my God, you know, Christina's going to wear something. Like, you know, like, you already know. If I go out, it doesn't matter if I'm going to dinner. It doesn't matter if I'm going there. I want to look my best. Yeah. I love dolling myself up. So that's something I always love to do. So, you know, with this day and age, a lot of people use social media to just, you know, share their passion. So one of my passion was definitely makeup. I love it. So, you know, I thought for fun, just start posting pictures of myself with makeup. And then a lot of people started asking me, like, do you do makeup? And at the time, I didn't. I didn't do makeup at that time. But eventually, you know, a lot of people started asking me, family and friends. And then I thought, well, maybe I can do something out of this because it seems like there's an interest there. And people keep asking me, and they also ask me, like, can you teach me how to do makeup? So a lot of people would ask me, can you teach me? And back to who I am, I like to do things like, you know, make it fun, make it educational. So I thought, hey, maybe we can have like makeup parties. So it really started with like me doing makeup parties where we have a group of friends. I have a model that I use and I'm like doing their makeup and explaining along the way. And then people are like trying it on, like they're doing it themselves. And I'm, you know, giving them feedback. And, you know, I had some appetizers on the side. You have your little drink, you know, and you're just enjoying yourself and having a good time with your girls. So that was the idea. And, you know, I've done it with family and friends and it was really good. People really enjoyed it. So I thought, hey, you know, let's make this into something. So I started with the makeup parties. But also people were asking me, like, I want you to do my makeup. I don't want to learn. I just want you to do my makeup.
To do it.
Yeah. They're like, I don't have time to learn. I'm just going to do my makeup. So, that's fine. Mm-hmm. So, as you know, as the businesswoman, you have to make sure you have multiple streams. It's like, okay, yeah. A lot of people are asking to do, you know, they want you to do their makeup. Maybe I should think about it. And you know, so I thought, like, hey, I can do it. So, I started doing people's makeup. So that's something I started doing. So I was doing makeup parties, doing people's makeup. Then the pandemic started and that really changed my business because I had, you know, now I don't have any more clients because we couldn't see each other. And then also people, you know, I didn't think, would people be interested in like, you know, like what can you do when you're like a makeup artist during the pandemic and now everything is online? So what happened during that time is I learned that, well, I could do online services. Maybe I could do free makeup parties, some free one where we can still go online on Zoom. I'm teaching people are following along and we have a good time. We have music in the background. People can have their drinks and, you know, I'm still interacting with people. So, you know, I thought, let me try and see if people will be interested. And I booked some events online and it was free because, you know, it was a pandemic. Everybody was going through it financially. It didn't make sense to charge anything. Mm-hmm. And people joined. Like, people joined the makeup parties and it was so much fun. I didn't know I could have that much fun online. Like,
many people joined it?
Yeah, so the first time I think we had like, you know, around like 8 people. Then the next time was like 10, 12. Yeah. And it was nice. It was just, I didn't want too many people because, you know, also the screen gets so much smaller. Yeah. So it's kind of nice when you have like a good amount so you can still see each other like nicely and things like that.
Christina, and then, you know, this Vegas beauty industry, makeup artists around the world, everyone want to be makeup artist. So do you think this, or can you tell us if this is like you're gifted to make people look beautiful and even to transform some, the Christina experience? Mm-hmm. Do you think is a step like you taking now, are you starting, like, is this your first business or you have something else you started before the Christina experience?
No, I did start something before. I had, it didn't fully launch, but I had another business. It was called Be Coach. So Be Coach really came out of really trying to help young entrepreneurs just finding resources and also networking with other people. So just, and it was going to be like an app. So my goal was for it to be like an app where you could just like any day, any time of the day, you could just go on it. If you had a question, you could find like somebody to ask that's in that expertise. And also just network with other entrepreneurs. So because a lot of time when you're an entrepreneur, you don't have a lot of time. So it's hard for you to go, oh, let me go to this event, or let me go to this service. So I thought, hey, you could just have it online. I mean, right on your phone. So that's something I thought about. We did some networking events. That's something we did. So that was nice. And we had the assistant secretary of business development attend that event. But I think just like a lot of people start businesses, I don't know if I had the passion to keep going. And then it felt like there was a lot of roadblocks. So I'm not giving up on that business yet, but that's something that maybe in the future I might go back toward. But right now, yeah, the Christina experience is, I guess, is my baby now.
I wanted to talk about that because I know you have another. You have your first baby is Bella.
Yes, my first baby is Bella. She's definitely, she don't let her hear she's a baby now. Because now, you know, she's 12 years old. She's taller than me. She's so tall. She's like 5'7". So she's a tall girl. And she's so, you know, very outspoken. She knows what she wants. And she's so talented as well. She's very good at drawing. She has her own little business too. So her business is BB Arts. And she like actually draw paintings for people. She loves to draw. So for her birthday, we had like a little art gallery theme birthday. And she showcased some of her pieces. And from there, people were like, oh, I want you to do something for me. I want do one, you know, I'll order one. And she started doing it. So it's very beautiful to see her becoming, you know, a little entrepreneur as well. And it's something she's passionate about. She loves drawing. Like she takes me, you know, I've been to so many art store, Dollar Tree, everything. She has a bunch of stuff in her room.
I'm saying that is beautiful.
Thank you.
It's beautiful that you find the gift in your daughter and you helping her, to perform it and to live and then to express through the drawing, everything. That's amazing because you have many parents out there, they don't really pay attention about their daughters, their children's, what they are gifted with and what they can do. But you are giving Bella everything that she needs to express herself and to do what she loves. How yes. That makes you feel?
It feels amazing because, you know, as a parent, you always want to give like everything that, you know, you can give for your child to become their best. You want to do it. But I think I'm amazed more by her because at that age, I don't think I knew exactly what I wanted to do. And for her to know her gift that early, like, I help her, you know, with that gift, but for her to know it, like, that's amazing. Like, she knows she loves drawing. Like, she knows that's what she wants to do when she's older. And she's gifted at it. And for her to know it already, like, I'm just so proud.
Wow. And when you were in that age, 12, because Bella is 12, did you know that you were going to do the, you know, winning the beauty industry? Or you had another dream? What were you thinking about?
It's so funny. I keep telling that, and then people like they won't believe it. But I thought I would be an actress. I always thought that. That was always my dream. Like I thought, like I would be this big actress. I said actress or lawyer, and maybe they listen because a lawyer has to act.
Be good. Yes, lawyer good.
I always thought that. I said if I'm not an actress, but a lawyer. But the actress was my biggest like fantasy, I guess maybe. Okay. But yeah.
That's really funny. So let me introduce you. And I went through your resume. I mean, your summary. You, I can say that you have an interesting and enriching experience, you know, professional, because before you building your own business and where you want to take it, but you have worked with an interesting company. But I'm reminding that you have a master in business administration. Yes. Yes. And you have worked at Spark Boston. You have worked at Jumpstart Boston Professional Boards. Between these two companies, what was the experience or the skills, the experience that you think has helped you today to become what you became today, and what you're doing actually with the Christina experience?
Yeah, so well, at those two, I was part of their board. So so with that, it's a little bit different. It's more like kind of like advising on for the mayor Spark. I was working with a lot of people that were millennials and that really wanted to make Boston better for millennials, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, how do we do that? So every month we would meet and discuss like, what are some things that we really want to improve in Boston? What can we do? How can we bring people together? What event can we have that we would like to keep having, you know, to make the city attractive, and also making sure that, you know, we're hearing everybody. We want to make sure everybody's included. So that was very important at Spark Boston. And it was a great experience. I did it for a year. I was part of the council. We got to meet the mayor. Hmm. Also, so that, you know, it was great. It just like, that brought me out of my comfort zone as well, because, you know, it was challenging a little bit, because, you know, you have to think of like, okay, so what can we do in Boston? Like, what are some things, you know, those are the issues, like, you know, so you have to think about it. And then, but I met so many amazing people. There was so many amazing people doing great things. And, you know, we're all around the same age and they're doing great things, like so many different fields, people working in the local government already, people that were lawyers, engineers, people that were community activists. We met so many different people. So that was just a great experience. And in regards to Jumpstart, I love nonprofit. Like I love the nonprofit world. And I really like the mission of them just making sure that any child, like a child at a young age, is able to read. You know, just the reading is so important, especially when it comes to like certain communities, they don't have the same access to education. And sometimes their reading levels is much behind than like their counterparts. So the organization, they're all about making sure that every young child is able to, you know, the literacy level can be up to their, you know, their age group. So it can be up to that. And they can make sure that, you know, a lot of people don't, sometimes kids don't like to read.
Yes.
So, but, you know, it's important. Those are skills that you develop and that you need to really succeed. So I did like their mission and I joined their board as well, the Young Professional Board, to help. And then the pandemic happened, so it got kind of tricky where I wasn't there a long time.
That's actually true. What you mentioned, that I think it didn't start today, that most of the children don't like to read.
Yeah, especially now with technology, there's so much. I mean, I don't know if I should call it distractions. But it's like they're doing so many things, and reading it could be that's not something they probably into. But there are still some kids that love reading. But I think that's definitely something where we have to put down the laptop, put down the iPad, and just like let them get back into like the books, like read for a little bit. And it could be a fun book. It doesn't have to be a boring book. It could be like they have so many great books out there.
Then your experience that you had with the council member allows you to meet, you know, like important persons and amazing person, as you mentioned. I think that is going to take you, you don't know how sometimes the experience where we have been, you know, the work we have done, the services that we have provided is going to be a huge benefit for us maybe later, that you will see that this experience that you had with this both two companies will, surely be a huge profit
Yes, definitely. It was definitely a great experience to be part of their board, and yeah, I definitely learned a lot.
That amazing. So, one of my last questions, because we are reaching to our end, is about your spiritual life, because you know the Chasing the Truth and Uniqueness podcast. We'd love to know the kind, the health, I mean the health fade our spiritual life or of our guests. So are you a church woman or are you a spiritual person? Do you believe, I mean, how do you trust God in your daily life?
Oh God, I trust him a lot. And I think God, the funny thing, I always say that God believes in me more than I do
Yeah, that's
sometimes.
true.
And it's so true, because a lot of time where I'm just like doubting myself, and but then I'm always reminded that God actually, like, he knows more than I do. And a lot of time I just need to have faith in myself and in him more. And I'm always reminded of that. It's just, that's something that I'm so thankful that I have, just God in my life. Am I a church woman? No, not in, I would say no, I'm not. I was, in the sense where when I was in France, I loved going to church. That's something I actually did. My mom didn't push on me. My mom didn't go to church when I was in France. But that's something I decided to do on my own. And it was just, I felt like I had my own community. I loved it. It was just everything. And I yeah. But then when I came to the US, I had a different experience with it. Yeah, it was just a different experience. It was forced upon me. And it was also a different, not faith, but it was still Christian, but different. It was Baptist, but I was Catholic at the time. And it was just a different experience. I was kind of forced upon it. And there were rules and regulation, and I had to dress a certain way. Because I was living with my aunt, and she had her own set of rules. So that kind of put me like away from that church. I
So you're
was
talking about the Adventist Church,
like, no, she was a
Baptist,
Baptist. Yeah.
a
So
Baptist. Okay.
it just, like, I never was like, oh, I don't want to go. I don't want to go there. That's not my type of church. Like, I don't want to feel like I have to be a certain way, or I have to be this. And I don't know. It kind of put me away, but I still have that faith. I still have that faith
I
in God.
understand you. I understand you. You know, the kind of like churches where you go. As you said, rules and regulations are
Yeah.
preventing you to even open up. I mean, to feel like you're just a normal person that has Jesus asking us, come as you are, come as you
Yes.
are, and I will make you a better person. I will change your life. I will give you whatever you want. But when you enter a church and then they try to make your life like, I don't know, a mechanical. I don't know, make your life like something isn't right on your ability, or you're not ready yet to live that kind of life. I think you're right. I understand you. But you know, in our daily life, as you said it, so you trust love, the God
Yeah.
trusts you more than you do. That what you said.
Yes.
So actually what you're saying is like God knows you already. He knows you better than you know him.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That
Yeah.
interesting. That's really good. What you said is deep, and that's true. Actually, God knows us more and better than we know him. That's why we just, you know, humble ourselves no matter what, whatever we do going through, what we're doing, we just humble ourselves to him and we let him do what you want to do with us. So I understand you, and we appreciate you in our family of Chasing the Truth and Uniqueness podcast, because you trust God and you know that God trusts you. But I have another question, is about
Yes.
how I don't really don't want to say like is God did God did something in your life, or did you find a place in your life when you were living your own life, and I want to remember that you had Bella by yourself. I mean, you were a single mom raising a daughter by yourself. How was that experience? Yes.
Yeah.
If you can say it briefly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, being a single mom is definitely not easy. And especially I was a single mom at, you know, I was 19. So I was 19 when I was pregnant, and I had Bella when I was 20. So yeah, it was hard. But I think the values that was installed in me really helped me, because for a lot of people, being pregnant at a young age, I didn't have the finances. Me and her father were just like, you know, we both were young, so it's like, you know, you don't know a lot. And then I was in college, so it was just like, what am I going to do now? So it was hard, but I think because I know education was always important to me. I know I wanted to give my daughter a better future. I had to think like, what should I do? And I, you know, but also in regards to like having God just being there, where at times when you're like, I don't know what to do, but you just can lean on him. You know, you kind of seeking for guidance.
Yeah.
Where in your journey, you don't know what your journey is going to be, but if you can believe in him, you know that you'll be all set.
Yes.
But so it's just believing that, you know, if I do what I have to do to make sure that my daughter's okay, that I make sure that, you know, and I'm a very ambitious person too. So that I'm very ambitious. I know what I want in life. And I want to make sure that my daughters will be all set. My daughter will be all set. So I never thought that I was going to fail her as a parent, even though I was young. Because now that she was here, she motivated me so much, because it was just like, you know, you have somebody looking up to you, and whatever you do is an example. You're a role model. You become a role model instantly. So there was no way I was going to fail her. And, you know, and yeah, so yeah, being a single mom is, you know, I wouldn't want anybody that's young to do that. But if it does happen to you, it's not the end of the world. You can definitely manage it. You definitely can keep pushing. And you can do really whatever you want. I was doing online classes with a baby on my hand. I couldn't go to school yet because I had no babysitter, but I was taking online classes for the whole year. Then I was asking friends when I had to go back to school in person. I was asking friends to babysit her at times. And at times her dad would bring her to his aunt's house. So things like that, right? So it was just like, you know, you'll figure it out. You just make it happen. And I managed to graduate with my bachelor's, my master's, you know, still do get a business. I'm not saying that, you know, it's easy, because a lot of people don't have that support. So if you have a support system, it helps a lot, which I had family that helped me, like my mom, my sisters, and then, you know, so that really helped me a lot.
You are very ambitious,
and yes,
the path, the experience, everything that you've been through, how you dealt with your pregnancy, being single mom, your family support was important, as you mentioned. And I really loved the way that you were positive about it, and your positivity and your courage. And you were determined. You didn't abandon. You didn't stop. You were focused. You wanted your life moving. So that way you had to study. You had your bachelor and then your master. That is amazing, Christina.
Thank you.
And, yes, and then this is a powerful testimony at the same time, and encouragement that our listeners going to listen to you can say, yes, I can do it. There can be a young woman, a young girl right now, she's pregnant, and then she's thinking about, how am I going to do? How am I going to, you know, handle with this? So it just takes courage. And when you know where you want your life to be, you're ambitious, you're determined, and you want to do something. So your story is going to be a testimony for someone else. So we thank you so much. I personally thank you so much for your time, for everything that you shared with us. And I learned a lot, and you inspire me. And then I trust that our listeners also are going to be inspired. So what is your last word? What you can say? So, and I'm sure we're going to have you next time again.
Yes. So first, I'd like to definitely thank you for sharing this platform with everybody and also myself. I think what you are doing is very, very inspiring as well. Just making sure that everybody know that you can, you know, other people have gone through things similar like you and you can still do it. So yes. I think it's, you know, and I, when you mentioned I'm very positive, I think it took me time to get there. I was not positive when I first started. There were things where I looked at it like, you know, through that negative lens, but that it does so much harm when you do that, when you keep looking at things from the negative side. It's so easy to be negative. It's harder to be positive. It's easy to be negative. You can always be negative. That's so easy. But to remain optimistic, to remain positive, that's hard because you have to work on that. So when everything is going wrong, when you feel like nobody cares, when you feel like the world is against you and you still want to remain positive because you feel like that's nothing, I'm not even trying to pay that no mind. I don't even believe that people are against me, right? I don't care, even if they were. So that's like working on that mindset, shifting from like that negative mindset to that positive mindset. So if you can do that, like that's a way to win in life. So so for you to just share that platform again, for everybody to really be able to get to that mindset where we can see that whatever you go through, you can still manage to, you know, come up on the other side of, I can do this. I can. So when you say I can instead of I can't, like that, there's power in that. So thank you.
Say something last in French. I want my friend, you know, my French speakers to know that.
On the spot. Bon, je veux dire à tout le monde, merci. Merci pour vraiment m'avoir aujourd'hui ici. Vraiment, c'était une belle expérience et j'espère que tout le monde vous aimez ce que j'ai dit. Et Hélène, ça fait longtemps qu'on ne s'est pas vu, mais j'espère qu'on va se voir bientôt.
Oui.
Mon français, c'est un peu rouillé, ça. Donc, si.
Non, ton français, oui, non, c'est pas rouillé. J'aime, so, en tout cas.
Ça aussi, j'ai fait des fautes.
Oui, sorry, désolée. Pas vraiment. Mais ton français est bon. Et puis, voilà, quoi. So, Christina, thank you so much. And I say bye. And next time, I hope we can have you next time in our show.
Yes, thank you again. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Hey, hi everyone. I'm here, I'm back. It's Helen McKins from Chasing the Truth and Uniqueness Podcast. Oh, yes. So it's been long days that we haven't been sharing something together. So this is the introduction of the season 4 of our podcast. Well, my friends, my family, wherever you are, I want you to be connected to this season 4 because this season is going to bring you in to the realm of people's life experiences. So what I mean about people's life experiences is more connected to the pain, the suffering, but not only that, but what the pain have, what would the impact or the challenge or the outcomes that have been brought out through this, the pain or the struggles that you endured or you experienced. Yes, like the last season, the season 3, we're gonna have some people who are willing to share the deepest fears. You see, the deepest fears, the deepest pains, struggles, okay? And this is not just that, but if they can be willing or they can have the strength to share with us, you know, the tips, the strategies, how they have been strong. Because you remember, the Bible says we are strong when we are weak. Actually is when you are strong. I was even asking people about it. I ask, what do you understand about when we are weak, you are strong? What do you understand about that? So my friend, my sister, my brother, what we're going to share with you this in this season, the season 4 of our podcast is going to be all about that. So there are people in this world are suffering. There is someone right now listening to me that is going through pain, that is going through difficult moments. It can be at work, it can be in the family, it can be even your suburbs, neighboring, wherever you are. But the thing is, the question that I want to ask you now, do you have God? Or elsewhere, if you don't have God, what do you have else? What do you have else? Share with us. Tell us how do you overcome all the pains, all the struggles around you in your life? Because this is the end of the year. If you don't, you know, just get back on yourself and meditate on the way you deal with pain, suffering, yes, even mockery, provocation, okay, intimidation, whatever it may be, and whatever you are feeling inside of you. Or let me think about people who are even who worried about the pain of others, okay? There are some people like that, so they just, you know, they have this empathy. They feel bad when they see someone else suffering pain, so they are suffering. It's like Jesus Christ. Jesus actually felt that pain for us. That's why he didn't want us to die every single day. Because you remember, if he weren't dead for us, we would have not been alive today. We have been, you know, we have just been killing each other. And we have been dead. Dead, completely dead. So when you sins, remember the ancient testament, you see it's for like tooth for a tooth, eye for an eye. So that's what were happening. But when Jesus Christ came, he said all things all past. But now we are living new thing. The word that Jesus Christ brought us is just love. Yes, it's painful. Let me tell you that it's painful. While you're going through the pain, you're suffering, And when you know that in the suffering, you shouldn't, you know, take revenge. You shouldn't become a bad person, because all these feelings, negativity, you know, all this darkness, bad feelings, the plan of the devil is to make us become devil. Because when evil lives within you, yes, anger, frustration, okay? So all these things will make, we just, you know, it's taken, it can take all over you, and you may, you know, just feel like, okay, what the reason should I still, you know, be keep being good person? Because look what people are doing to me. Look how this person speaking to me. But let me tell you, I don't actually, you know, I'm just positioning myself right now in the place where I also want to hear from you. I want you to teach me and to teach us something where you have been strong, but actually you were so weak that something else made you be strong. But through these difficulties, please come and share with us, because you're going to save lives, you're going to change someone's life, you're going to change someone's situations. Voilà donc une brève explication de la saison 4. Voilà, mes amis, ma famille, cette saison 4 va vraiment se focaliser sur les peines, les souffrances que vous avez vécues, que nous avons vécues, mais que vous n'êtes pas resté là. Quelles sont les stratégies, le mode d'emploi que vous avez appliqué pour que vous restiez debout aujourd'hui, pour vous en remettre aujourd'hui? Parce que si vous êtes là, hein, c'est parce que vous avez survécu à des moments difficiles. Ce peut être dans votre vie personnelle, professionnelle, en famille, dans les relations amicales. Oui. Mais qu'est-ce que vous avez fait? Comment vous en êtes-vous en sorti pour parvenir à sourire encore à nouveau, à donner encore de l'amour aux autres? Ne souhaitons pas que l'année 2022 vous accueille avec de remords. Alors il y a plein de personnes, des gens en ce moment qui pourront nous écouter, qui ont besoin de ça, de comment est-ce que vous en êtes sorti. Votre expérience passée peut être une solution présente pour quelqu'un d'autre. Alors n'hésitez pas, nous aurons aussi des personnes avec une grande empathie qui pourront partager, aider les autres. Et oui, sachez très bien que vous allez sauver des vies, vous allez transformer des vies en partageant aussi votre expérience, en nous disant comment vous en êtes sorti et qu'est-ce que aussi ce peine, ce difficulté, ce souffrance vous ont causé, les dégâts, etc. Alors voilà, merci beaucoup mon frère, ma sœur, et à très bientôt dans cette saison 4 de Chasing the True and Uniqueness Podcast. Merci. Hi everyone, I'm here, I'm back. It's Helen Akins from Chasing the Truth and Uniqueness Podcast. Oh yes, it has been long days that we haven't been sharing something together. So this is the introduction of the season 4 of our podcast. Well, my friends, my family, wherever you are, I want you to be connected to this season four, because this season is going to bring you in to the realm of people's life experiences. So what I mean about people's life experiences is more connected to the pain, the suffering, but not only that, but what the pain have, what would the impact or the challenge or the outcomes that have been brought out through this, the pain or the struggles that you endured or you experienced. Yes, like the last season, the season three, we're gonna have some people who are willing to share the deepest fears. You see, the deepest fears, the deepest pains, struggles, okay? And this is not just that, but if they can be willing or they can have the strength to share with us, you know, the tips, the strategies, how they have been strong. Because you remember, the Bible says we are strong when we are weak. Actually is when you are strong. I was even asking people about it. I ask, what do you understand about when we are weak, you are strong? What do you understand about that? So my friend, my sister, my brother, what we're going to share with you this in this season, the season four of our podcast is going to be all about that. So there are people in this world are suffering. There is someone right now listening to me that is going through pain, that is going through difficult moments. It can be at work, it can be in the family, it can be even your suburbs, neighboring, wherever you are. But the thing is, the question that I want to ask you now, do you have God? Or elsewhere, if you don't have God, what do you have else? What do you have else? Share with us. Tell us. Tell us. How do you overcome all the pains, all the struggles around you in your life? Because this is the end of the year. If you don't, you know, just get back on yourself and meditate on the way you deal with pain, suffering, yes, even mockery, provocation, okay, intimidation, whatever it may be, and whatever you are feeling inside of you. Or let me think about people who are even who worried about the pain of others, okay? There are some people like that, so they just, you know, they have this empathy. They feel bad when they see someone else suffering pain. So they are suffering. It's like Jesus Christ. Jesus actually felt that pain for us. That's why he didn't want us to die every single day. Because you remember, if he weren't dead for us, we would have not been alive today. We have been, you know, we have just been killing each other. And we have been dead. Dead, completely dead. So when you sin, remember the ancient testament. You see, it's for like tooth for a tooth, eye for an eye. So that's what were happening. But when Jesus Christ came, he said all things all past. But now we are living new thing. The word that Jesus Christ brought us is just love. Yes, it's painful. Let me tell you that it's painful. While you're going through the pain, you're suffering. And when you know that in the suffering, you shouldn't, you know, take revenge. You shouldn't become a bad person, because all of these feelings, negativity, you know, all this darkness, bad feelings, the plan of the devil is to make us become devil. Because when evil lives within you, yes, anger, frustration, okay? So all these things will make, we just, you know, it can take all over you. And you may, you know, just feel like, okay, what the reason should I still, you know, keep being good person? Because look what people are doing to me. Look how this person speaking to me. But let me tell you, I don't actually, you know, I'm just positioning myself right now in the place where I also want to hear from you. I want you to teach me and to teach us something where you have been strong, but actually you were so weak that something else made you be strong. But through these difficulties, please come and share with us, because you're going to save lives, you're going to change someone's life, you're going to change someone's situations. Voilà donc une brève explication de la saison 4. Voilà, mes amis, ma famille, cette saison 4 va vraiment se focaliser sur les peines, les souffrances que vous avez vécues, que nous avons vécues, mais que vous n'êtes pas resté là. Quelles sont les stratégies, le mode d'emploi que vous avez appliqué pour que vous restiez debout aujourd'hui, pour vous en remettre aujourd'hui? Parce que si vous êtes là, hein, c'est parce que vous avez survécu à des moments difficiles. Ce peut être dans votre vie personnelle, professionnelle, en famille, dans les relations amicales. Oui. Mais qu'est-ce que vous avez fait? Comment vous en êtes-vous en sorti pour parvenir à sourire encore à nouveau, à donner encore de l'amour aux autres? Ne souhaitons pas que l'année 2022 vous accueille avec de remords. Alors il y a plein de personnes, des gens en ce moment qui pourront nous écouter, qui ont besoin de ça, de comment est-ce que vous en êtes sorti. Votre expérience passée peut être une solution présente pour quelqu'un d'autre. Alors n'hésitez pas, nous aurons aussi des personnes avec une grande empathie qui pourront partager, aider les autres. Et oui, sachez très bien que vous allez sauver des vies, vous allez transformer des vies, en partageant aussi votre expérience, en nous disant comment vous en êtes sorti et qu'est-ce que aussi ce peine, ce difficulté, ce souffrance vous ont causé, les dégâts, etc. Alors voilà, merci beaucoup mon frère, ma sœur, et à très bientôt dans cette saison 4 de Chasing the Train Uniqueness Podcast. Merci. Hey, hi everyone. I'm here, I'm back. It's Helen McKinz from Chasing the Truth and Uniqueness Podcast. Oh, yes. It has been long days that we haven't been sharing something together. So, this is the introduction of the season 4 of our podcast. Well, my friends, my family, wherever you are, I want you to be connected to this season 4 because this season is going to bring you in to the realm of people's life experiences. So, what I mean about people's life experiences is more connected to the pain, the suffering. But not only that, but what the pain have, what the impact, or the challenge, or the outcomes that have been brought out through this, the pain or the struggles that you endured or you experienced. Yes, like the last season, the season 3, we're gonna have some people who are willing to share the deepest fears. You see, the deepest fears, the deepest pains, struggles, okay? And this is not just that, but if they can be willing or they can have the strength to share with us, you know, the tips, the strategies, how they have been strong. Because you remember, the Bible says we are strong when we are weak. Actually is when you are strong. I was even asking people about it. I ask, what do you understand about when we are weak, you are strong? What do you understand about that? So, my friend, my sister, my brother, what we're going to share with you this in this season, the season 4 of our podcast is going to be all about that. So there are people in this world are suffering. There is someone right now listening to me that is going through pain, that is going through difficult moments. It can be at work, it can be in the family, it can be even your suburbs, neighboring, wherever you are. But the thing is, the question that I want to ask you now, do you have God? Or elsewhere, if you don't have God, what do you have else? What do you have else? Share with us, tell us How do you overcome all the pains, all the struggles around you in your life? Because this is the end of the year. If you don't, you know, just get back on yourself and meditate on the way you deal with pain, suffering, yes, even mockery, provocation, okay, intimidation, whatever it may be, and whatever you are feeling inside of you. Or let me think about people who are even who worried about the pain of others, okay? There are some people like that, so they just, you know, they have this empathy. They feel bad when they see someone else suffering pain, so they are suffering. It's like Jesus Christ. Jesus actually felt that pain for us. That's why he didn't want us to die every single day. Because you remember, if he weren't dead for us, we would have not been alive today. We have been, you know, we have just been killing each other. And we have been dead. Dead, completely dead. So when you sins, remember the ancient testament. You see, it's for like tooth for not tooth, eye for not eye. So that's what were happening. But when Jesus Christ came, he said all things all past. But now we are living new thing. The word that Jesus Christ brought us is just love. Yes, it's painful. Let me tell you that it's painful. While you're going through the pain, you're suffering, and when you know that in the suffering, you shouldn't, you know, take revenge. You shouldn't become a bad person, because all of these feelings, negativity, you know, all this darkness, bad feelings, the plan of the devil is to make us become devil. Because when evil lives within you, yes, anger, frustration, okay? So all these things will make, we just, you know, it can take all over you, and you may, you know, just feel like, okay, what the reason should I still, you know, be keep being good person? Because look what people are doing to me. Look how this person speaking to me. But let me tell you, I don't actually, you know, I'm just positioning myself right now in the place where I also want to hear from you. I want you to teach me and to teach us something where you have been strong, but actually you were so weak that something else made you be strong. But through these difficulties, please come and share with us, because you're going to save lives. You're going to change someone's life. You're going to change someone's situations. Voilà donc une brève explication de la saison 4. Voilà, mes amis, ma famille. Cette saison 4 va vraiment se focaliser sur les peines, les souffrances que vous avez vécues, que nous avons vécues. Mais que vous n'êtes pas resté là. Quelles sont les stratégies, le mode d'emploi que vous avez appliqué pour que vous restiez debout aujourd'hui, pour vous en remettre aujourd'hui? Parce que si vous êtes là, hein, c'est parce que Vous avez survécu. Vous avez survécu à des moments difficiles. Ce peut être dans votre vie personnelle, professionnelle, en famille, dans les relations amicales. Oui. Mais qu'est-ce que vous avez fait? Comment vous en êtes-vous en sorti pour parvenir à sourire encore à nouveau, à donner encore de l'amour aux autres? Ne souhaitons pas que l'année 2022 vous accueille avec de remords. Alors il y a plein de personnes, des gens en ce moment qui pourront nous écouter, qui ont besoin de ça, de comment est-ce que vous en êtes sorti. Votre expérience passée peut être une solution présente pour quelqu'un d'autre. Alors n'hésitez pas, nous aurons aussi des personnes avec une grande empathie qui pourront partager, aider les autres. Et oui, sachez très bien que vous allez sauver des vies, vous allez transformer des vies en partageant aussi votre expérience, en nous disant comment vous en êtes sorti et qu'est-ce que aussi ce peine, ce difficulté, ce souffrance vous ont causé, les dégâts, etc. Alors voilà, merci beaucoup mon frère, ma sœur, et à très bientôt dans cette saison 4 de Chasing the Train Uniqueness Podcast. Merci. Hey, hi everyone. I'm here, I'm back. It's Helen Akins from Chasing the Truth and Uniqueness Podcast. Oh, yes. So it's been long days that we haven't been sharing something together. So this is the introduction of the season 4 of our podcast. Well, my friends, my family, wherever you are, I want you to be connected to this season 4 because this season is going to bring you in to the realm of people's lives experiences. So what I mean about people's life experiences is more connected to the pain, the suffering, but not only that, but what the impact or the challenge or the outcomes that have been brought out through this, the pain or the struggles that you endured or you experienced. Yes, like the last season, the season 3, we're gonna have some people who are willing to share the deepest fears. You see, the deepest fears, the deepest pains, struggles, okay? And this is not just that, but if they can be willing or they can have the strength to share with us, you know, the tips, the strategies, how they have been strong. Because you remember, the Bible says we are strong when we are weak. Actually is when you are strong. I was even asking people about it. I asked, what do you understand about when we are weak, you are strong? What do you understand about that? So, my friend, my sister, my brother, what we're going to share with you this in this season, the season 4 of our podcast is going to be all about that. So there are people in this world are suffering. There is someone right now listening to me that is going through pain, that is going through difficult moments. It can be at work, it can be in the family, it can be even your suburbs, neighboring, wherever you are. But the thing is, the question that I want to ask you now, do you have God? Or elsewhere, if you don't have God, what do you have else? What do you have else? Share with us. Tell us. How do you overcome all the pains, all the struggles around you in your life? Because this is the end of the year. If you don't, you know, just get back on yourself and meditate on the way you deal with pain, suffering, yes, even mockery, provocation, okay, intimidation, whatever it may be, and whatever you are feeling inside of you. Or let me think about people who are even who worried about the pain of others. Okay, there are some people like that, so they just, you know, they have this empathy. They feel bad when they see someone else suffering pain, so they are suffering. It's like Jesus Christ. Jesus actually felt that pain for us. That's why he didn't want us to die every single day. Because you remember, if it weren't dead for us, we would have not been alive today. We have been, you know, we have just been killing each other. And we have been dead. Dead, completely dead. So when your sins, remember the ancient testament, you see it's fog like tooth for a tooth, eye for an eye. So that's what were happening. But when Jesus Christ came, he said all things all past. But now we are living new thing. The word that Jesus Christ brought us is just love. Yes, it's painful. Let me tell you that it's painful. While you're going through the pain, you're suffering, and when you know that in the suffering, you shouldn't, you know, take revenge. You shouldn't become a bad person, because all these feelings, negativity, you know, all this darkness, bad feelings, the plan of the devil is to make us become devil. Because when evil lives in within you, yes, anger, frustration, okay? So all these things will make, we just, you know, it's taken, it can take all over you. And you may, you know, just feel like, okay, what the reason should I still, you know, be, keep being good person? Because look what people are doing to me. Look how this person speaking to me. But let me tell you, I don't, actually, you know, I'm just positioning myself right now in the place where I also want to hear from you. I want you to teach me and to teach us something where you have been strong, but actually You were so weak that something else made you be strong. But through these difficulties, please come and share with us, because you're going to save lives. You're going to change someone's life. You're going to change someone's situations. Voilà donc une brève explication de la saison 4. Voilà, mes amis, ma famille. Cette saison 4 va vraiment se focaliser sur les peines, les souffrances que vous avez vécues, que nous avons vécues, mais que vous n'êtes pas resté là. Quelles sont les stratégies, le mode d'emploi que vous avez appliqué pour que vous restiez debout aujourd'hui, pour vous en remettre aujourd'hui? Parce que si vous êtes là, hein, c'est parce que vous avez survécu. Vous avez survécu à des moments difficiles. Ce peut être dans votre vie personnelle, professionnelle, en famille, dans les relations amicales. Oui. Mais qu'est-ce que vous avez fait? Comment vous en êtes-vous en sorti pour parvenir à sourire encore à nouveau, à donner encore de l'amour aux autres? Nous souhaitons pas que l'année 2022 vous accueille avec de remords. Alors il y a plein de personnes, des gens en ce moment qui pourront nous écouter, qui ont besoin de ça, de comment est-ce que vous en êtes sorti. Votre expérience passée peut être une solution présente pour quelqu'un d'autre. Alors n'hésitez pas, nous aurons aussi des personnes avec une grande empathie qui pourront partager, aider les autres. Et oui, sachez très bien que vous allez sauver des vies, vous allez transformer des vies en partageant aussi votre expérience, en nous disant comment vous en êtes sorti et qu'est-ce que aussi ce peine, ce difficulté, ce souffrance vous ont causé, les dégâts, etc. Alors voilà, merci beaucoup mon frère, ma sœur, et à très bientôt dans cette saison 4 de Chasing the True and Uniqueness podcast. Merci.
Hi, this is Iliara Eldor. I'm your host on Chasing the Truth and Uniqueness podcast. The world is already mirrored with false teachings and prophecies that lead God's children astray. We want to redirect lost souls and save lost sheep by sharing only the truth and just the truth. Of the realities of daily life, of the false teachings and prophecies, and of the misguidance of the children of God, who must surely live in truth and justice so that they see the Lord. We welcome believers and non-believers alike in this podcast because we believe there is a beginning to everything. Once you didn't believe, you didn't trust, you didn't have confidence in the Word of God, and after, you will trust the one true God, Jesus Christ. That is why we will be happy to hear your life story, your daily life routine, and your unique life experience. Hi, this is Iliara Eldor. I'm your host on Chasing the Truth and Uniqueness podcast. The world is already mirrored with false teachings and prophecies that lead God's children astray. We want to redirect lost souls and save lost sheep by sharing only the truth and just the truth. Of the realities of daily life, of the false teachings and prophecies, and of the misguidance of the children of God, who must surely live in truth and justice so that they see the Lord. We welcome believers and non-believers alike in this podcast because we believe there is a beginning to everything. Once you didn't believe, you didn't trust, you didn't have confidence in the Word of God, and and after, you will trust the only, the one true God, Jesus Christ. That is why we will be happy to hear your life story, your daily life routine, and your unique life experience. Hi, this is Iliara Eldor. I'm your host on Chasing the Truth and Uniqueness podcast. The world is already mirrored with false teachings and prophecies that lead God's children astray. We want to redirect lost souls and save lost sheep by sharing only the truth and just the truth. Of the realities of daily life, of the false teachings and prophecies, and of the misguidance of the children of God, who must surely live in truth and justice so that they see the Lord. We welcome believers and non-believers alike in this podcast because we believe there is a beginning to everything. Once you didn't believe, you didn't trust, you didn't have confidence in the Word of God, and after, you will trust the only, the one true God, Jesus Christ. That is why we will be happy to hear your life story, your daily life routine, and your unique life experience. Hi, this is Iliara Eldor. I'm your host on Chasing the Truth and Uniqueness podcast. The world is already mirrored with false teachings and prophecies that lead God's children astray. We want to redirect lost souls and save lost sheep by sharing only the truth and just the truth. Of the realities of daily life, of the false teachings and prophecies, and of the misguidance of the children of God, who must surely live in truth and justice so that they see the Lord. We welcome believers and non-believers alike in this podcast because we believe there is a beginning to everything. Once you didn't believe, you didn't trust, you didn't have confidence in the Word of God, and after, you will trust the only, the one true God, Jesus Christ. That is why we will be happy to hear your life story, your daily life routine, and your unique life experience. Hi, this is Iliara Eldor. I'm your host on Chasing the Truth and Uniqueness podcast. The world is already mirrored with false teachings and prophecies that lead God's children astray. We want to redirect lost souls and save lost sheep by sharing only the truth and just the truth. Of the realities of daily life, of the false teachings and prophecies, and of the misguidance of the children of God, who must surely live in truth and justice so that they see the Lord. We welcome believers and non-believers alike in this podcast because we believe there is a beginning to everything. Once you didn't believe, you didn't trust, you didn't have confidence in the Word of God, and after, you will trust the only, the one true God, Jesus Christ. That is why we will be happy to hear your life story, your daily life routine, and your unique life experience. Hi, this is Iliara Eldor. I'm your host on Chasing the Truth and Uniqueness podcast. The world is already mirrored with false teachings and prophecies that lead God's children astray. We want to redirect lost souls and save lost sheep by sharing only the truth and just the truth. Of the realities of daily life, of the false teachings and prophecies, and of the misguidance of the children of God, who must surely live in truth and justice so that they see the Lord. We welcome believers and non-believers alike in this podcast because we believe there is a beginning to everything. Once you didn't believe, you didn't trust, you didn't have confidence in the Word of God, and after, you will trust the only, the one true God, Jesus Christ. That is why we will be happy to hear your life story, your daily life routine, and your unique life experience.